possible before alerting them. Bash cursed under his breath. Wouldn't put it past him. Bash dropped the fire extinguisher and, in a crouch, crept to the generator room door. He unlocked it and swung it wide, keeping low, ready for anything. His caution was rewarded as Hank came out swinging wildly at where Bash's head should have been. His wrists were tied, but he laced his fingers together and made a club of his knotted hands. Using the other man's momentum against him, Bash crashed his shoulder into Hank's stomach and rose to his feet, lifting the sweaty and snarling prisoner clear off the ground. With Hank over his shoulder, Bash spun and lumbered to the front of the cabin. Hazel was coming around the corner with the shotgun, so he dropped Hank and grabbed up the fire extinguisher again. Pulling the pin and pointing the nozzle at the base of the fire, he smashed the trigger. A faint stream of white foam, light enough to blow in the breeze, trickled out of the nozzle. Bash swore and checked the pressure gauge, tapping it fiercely, but the needle stayed firmly in the red. Cursing his bad luck and worse forethought, he threw the extinguisher to the ground and ran for the well. Was there any hope? The energetic flames licked upward and spread sideways. All the camouflage Emily had worked so hard on was burning away. But had the fire gotten through to the logs beneath? He couldn't tell.
"Get buckets!"
yelled Emily, who had just come outside, steering a sleepy and confused Caleb away from the porch. She turned and disappeared back inside.
"Did you do this?"
Hazel yelled, threatening Hank with the shotgun. He just curled up on the ground, protecting his head from her vicious jabs. Around the corner, Emily reappeared, and by then Bash had hand-pumped cool and clean water into the bucket that always sat by the well. He poured it into her bucket and pumped again. Emily raced over to the cabin and threw her bucketful at the base of the fire. The generator room, three walls attached to the back of the cabin and with its own small vented flat roof, seemed to be the source of the flames. Bash filled the well bucket and handed it off to Caleb.
"You got it?"
he asked. Despite stumbling a little under the weight, Caleb nodded with determination. He shuffled over to Emily, handed off the bucket, and raced back. Emily threw the second bucket of water inside the generator room, and a huge bloom of smoke and vapor billowed in her face, making her cough.
"Switch!"
she called as she raced toward the well. Quickly, Bash refilled Caleb's bucket and jogged it over to Emily. They met halfway.
"You want to throw half the water at the base," she gasped, "and half a handspan above the peak of the flames. That way you stop the spread while tackling the source."
"Got it."
He used his running momentum to jump and toss the water from his bucket. He had just enough reach to hit the top of the cabin wall, where the tips of the flames were beginning to bite. That was why Emily wanted to switch. She wasn't tall enough to get the water above the danger zone. It was a good strategy. Splitting the water and hitting two targets meant that the wet branches above wouldn't catch as easily, slowing the fire's spread. And dousing the base extinguished the source of the flames. Either strategy alone left the fire a path out, but together it was effectively corralled. With Emily filling buckets, Caleb passing them across, and Bash strategically soaking the cabin and gen room, the fire died down quickly. Bash was relieved to see that the flames had gobbled only the dry branches that concealed the cabin wall so that their haven couldn't be easily seen from a distance. But they hadn't gotten hot enough for the logs to catch fire. The cabin was safe. As Bash caught his breath, a bucket of water in hand, he looked for embers that were still smoldering. He couldn't believe the cabin was still standing. What it seemed like an inferno had just been the juniper branches going up. The camouflage Emily had so painstakingly attached